Thank you for downloading this New Zealand Sports Radio show. We have a new way that you can support us. There is a link in the notes down below where you can make a one-off donation to New Zealand Sports Radio. Thank you for support and enjoy the show.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hello and welcome to the morning sports briefing here on Saturday, the 27th of February. Hi, I'm Paul and I'll be your host this morning. In the news today, we will be covering off on the cricket as New Zealand and England played their second one-day international in the women's side of things. Over in the rugby, we've had Super Rugby Aotearoa kicked off with the Highlanders versus the Crusaders. And we also had the Reds versus the Rebels yesterday. Also, the World Rugby has announced the draw of the schedule of the Rugby World Cup 2023 in France. That's the Men's Rugby World Cup, even though we're still waiting on how the women's qualifier for the 2021 Rugby World Cup that's here in New Zealand will go ahead. We'll bring up speed with the A-League in the football and also what's happening in the ISPS Hansa New Zealand Premiership. In the basketball, we'll look at the NBA and the NBL, and then we'll also look at the golf, where Kiwi golfers are going fantastically so far this weekend, even though it is early days in those tournaments. This is your best way to start the day, up to speed with all of the important sports news. Let's kick off with that golf news. Over in the PGA, it is the Puerto Rico Open currently, Wu is leading at 11 under par, but Tim Wilkinson is at 7 under par in tied sixth place, so going very well there. It's the second round. He's already back in the clubhouse, but there are other people still on the course at the moment. So a great start by Tim Wilkinson to the Puerto Rico Open, and obviously we'll keep you up to speed with how that pans out. Not as good though as Lydia Ko, who is having a fantastic tournament so far at the Gainbridge LPGA, where she leads the tournament. She's in first place at 9 under par, one shot clear of O'Toole and Korda in that one. So she's currently on the course in the second round. A really good start to the year for Lydia Ko so far at the Gainbridge LPGA. The European Tour has the WGC Mexico Championship at the moment. No one in there from, no Kiwis in the field for that one. Currently being led by Smith and Finau at 7 under par, one shot clear of the chasing pack. Staying over in the Americas, let's look at the NBA and what happened in the basketball overnight. So six games yesterday, including the 76ers beating the Mavericks 111-97. Also a real tough assignment for the Pelicans taking on the Bucks there. The Bucks started well, taking a lead in the first quarter, it was just a one-point difference at halftime, which was evened up by the Pelicans going into the fourth quarter. In the fourth quarter, the Milwaukee Bucks just did enough to beat this, to win this one, 129-125, being led by Giannis, who did a double-double, 10 rebounds and 38 points, supported by Chris Middleton with 31 points as well for the Bucks. over on the Pelicans side of things. Stephen Adams, 13 rebounds and 7 points there. Zion Williamson leading the way with 34 points in that one, but not enough to see them home. No disgrace leaders of the Bucks, though, who are going really well in the Eastern Conference. Currently third behind the 76ers and the Nets. Over in the Western Conference side of things, the Jazz at the top there ahead of the Clippers and Lakers, and the Pelicans down in 11th place there with 14 wins and 18 losses so far. Sticking with basketball and heading over to Australia for the NBL. Two games yesterday, the Bullets beat the Hawks 97-91, and the Taipans lost to the Wildcats 69-89 in that one. The Breakers are back in action today at 7:30 p.m. taking on the 36ers, as well as Melbourne United playing the Kings at 10 p.m. Melbourne United still at top of the table, 36ers in sixth place, the Breakers down in ninth. So an opportunity here for the Breakers perhaps to pick up their second win of the season, but they really are having injury issues with that squad at the moment. Sticking over in Australia, we'll move on to the A-League. And yesterday, Perth Glory beat Brisbane Roar 3-1. A good victory there for Perth Glory, because Brisbane Roar is second in the table currently. Perth Glory climb up to fifth with that one. Two games today as Western Sydney Wanderers will take on Adelaide United at 7 o'clock this evening, and 9 p.m. this evening, Melbourne Victory will take on Western United there as well. That's a bottom of the table, a lower table clash with 11th hosting 10th down there. One that Phoenix fans who are in 12th at the moment will be keeping a close eye on, no doubt. Don't forget to join us tomorrow at 7 a.m. in the morning. We'll keep you up to speed with all those results and obviously how our wonderful Kiwi golfers are going in the golf as well. The morning sports briefing comes to you at 7 a.m. every single morning, 7 days a week on Facebook, YouTube and Twitter. And you can also catch the recording on our podcast as well. Sticking with the football, we also have ISPS Handa men's premiership action today. Team Wellington will take on Hamilton Wanderers, Canterbury United against Wellington Phoenix, and Auckland City against Waitakere United. Plus, there'll be one more game tomorrow, Hawke's Bay versus Eastern Suburbs. Obviously, we'll bring you the results tomorrow and also on Monday. Moving on then to the cricket. And in the cricket, it was New Zealand women taking on England women. White Ferns were put into bat first, and the top order really all struggled, which saw them collapse to 6-4-76 there. Halliday put up a rearguard action, scoring 60 runs off 80 balls. A good innings for her. Hannah Rowe also got 29, not out, but they really did not get enough support as they were all bowled out for 192. The wickets were shared around amongst the English bowlers. Natalie Skiver hit with three wickets, led the way, though, with that team. Chasing down a target, 193, and Tammy Beaumont at the top of the order opened up and scored a 72 and not out. She did lose Watt and Knight cheaply as England were reduced to 2 for 12. But Natalie Skiver, after taking three wickets and opening the bowling for England, then also showed she can bat as well, scoring 63 in a big partnership with Tammy Beaumont to put England in control. Amy Jones then came on and scored 46 not out to assist Tammy, taking them home. England reached the total of 194 off 37.4 overs. So still with more than 12 overs left in the innings. A good win there for England. And that means that they've won the series 2-0 in that one. the I think it's 2-0. I will just check that there is just one more one day. Yeah. So yeah, one more one day international to come, plus three T20s to follow that. So England have won the series 2-0. They'll be back in action tomorrow in Dunedin for the third one day international. Moving on to the rugby then, and the Rugby World Cup schedule was announced by World Rugby. The 2023 tournament will open with Les Bleus versus the All Blacks, or France versus New Zealand, on Friday the 8th of September. The following day, we'll see Ireland start their tournament against Europe 2, as well as the Wallabies playing Europe 1 and England playing Argentina. That's on the Saturday. On the Sunday, then South Africa will start their tournament against Scotland. Japan will start against America's 2, as well as Wales, Fiji on that Sunday as well. So, yes, the schedule has been announced, as has been, as I've done for the last two tournaments. What I will do is I will I'll analyse the draw to see what rest periods each team have. How fair it is on the Tier 1 versus Tier 2 teams. That will be a supporters, be for your ears only, for supporters of New Zealand Sports Radio. You can become a supporter by going to patreon.com/NZ Sport Radio, and you can become a supporter as little as a dollar a month there to get exclusive access to opinion and insight videos and articles from myself. Also, we had two Super Rugby games yesterday. The Highlanders versus the Crusaders kicked off down in Dunedin to start off Super Rugby Aotearoa. We started off with a haka from the Highlanders got them. So it helped them start well, where they dominated the opening period of the game. Joe Moody potentially should have been red carded as he retaliated to being held with open hand hits to the head, but the referee decided just to warn both players and both teams and said, look, no more of that. The Crusaders, as they do, came back and scored two tries to lead 14-0. And you did think at that point it could be a big score for the Crusaders. However, the referee yellow carded them for multiple infringements, saw Blackadder head to the bin, the Highlanders used that to help them pull back to 10-14 at half time. They got an early penalty to close it to a 1-point gap, but that was as good as it got, as the Crusaders pulled out to win 13-26, even if they did get a yellow card on full time for taking a player out off the ball cynically. The Highlanders will rue a couple of other decisions where a knock-on, or a fairly minor knock-on, meant that a try was ruled out but in the end, and also the Highlanders turned down 7 attempts to kick points in that one. So yes, some questionable leadership from the Highlanders, or decision making there. Saw the Crusaders come out on top. Tony Brown has questioned whether the team that gives away the most penalties and cards should be winning in games, but Razor Robinson has denied that the Crusaders are a cynical team. After that, we saw the Reds take on the Rebels over in Australia, the Rebels put up a very good fight in this one, leading for most of the game, allowing the boots of Tamua and Hodge to do the talking on the scoreboard as the Reds' discipline was punished. That meant they led 6-12 at half time. The Reds, really trying to run the Rebels off their feet and tire them out, were turning down shots at goal and trying to keep the game tempo up. The Reds got a red card for a bad clean out. It was a straight red card after we've seen some of the things in the Six Nations. So good to see consistency there from the referees. That happened in the 57th minute, which meant that just before Hartbeck's playing the game, or actually at the end of the game, they were allowed to replace their player with the new 20-minute rule. It took the the Reds all the way up until the 76th minute to take the lead. Mathy, after having a try disallowed because he lost control of the ball just short of the line, after a great break, managed to peel around the back of a line-out maul and go over to lead 23-21. The drama was not over, though, because Hunter Paisami kicked the ball away with basically time up on the clock, or with just seconds left. And following up his kick, he then put in a high tackle, which left a Matt Tamur with a penalty to win the game. He missed the sticks, though, and the Reds came out on top 23-21 in this one, only leading for the last 4 minutes of the game. Again, much closer than I think all of the pundits had it. Two more games today in the Super Rugby, with the Hurricanes taking on the Blues. You can join us straight after the final whistle with post-match reaction to that game. Also, you can join us at 8 p.m. on Sunday as we review all of the games from Super Rugby Games in the weekend. The reaction one, that's your hot-blooded take with the adrenaline still pumping. The review show at 8 p.m. on Sunday is the more calm and collected one, looking at some of the stats and things. So do join us for those shows as well here on New Zealand Sports Radio. You have now started the day the best way, up to speed with all of the important sports news. Have a fantastic start to your weekend, everybody. And I will see you tomorrow at 7 a.m. for the morning sports briefing.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.